Morning, it's Tuesday morning. It's Ness Andrews, Life Church Daily Podcast. And this morning it is the anniversary of the death of George Floyd. And it was such a tragic loss, and the publicity that has come out of this event has been global. And it really has set to highlight the racial discrimination and the injustice and inequality between different race types across the world, and how we really need to get a handle on this. And I thought, in memory of him, that it would be really good today to have a look at what we as Christians can be doing, and what does God say about justice and equality of people. And in my mind, when I was, before I actually looked at the references on this, my head automatically turned to Amos, because we know of Amos as a prophet in the Bible who repeatedly gives accounts of the injustice of the way the people are living and not in accordance to how God expects us to live. But I was actually quite amazed to find how many references to justice there is in Isaiah. And I'm going to read just a few different scriptures from different books, actually, that talks about how God views justice in the world. And looking at, first of all, from Micah chapter 6, verse 8, I'm reading this in the ESV version. And it says, "He has told you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you, but to do justice and to love kindness and to walk humbly with your God." In Psalm 33, verse 5, again in the ESV, it says, "He loves righteousness and justice. The earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord." And Isaiah chapter 1, verse 17, it reads, "Learn to do good, seek justice, correct oppression, bring justice to the fatherless, plead the widow's cause." And again in Isaiah chapter 51, verses 4 to 5, "Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation, for a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the people." And there are several more quotes in Isaiah, and indeed various books in the Bible, that sets out God's view of justice and how he wants justice to prevail throughout our world today. And it really doesn't matter what colour or creed we are from, whether we are wealthy or whether we are poor, that there should be a justice and an equality for all. And that he wants us as Christians to live in that way, to support the, you know, and help the oppressed, and to stand up for them and to fight for a good cause, but obviously fighting in a civil way. And there is equality, sadly, across the world, you know, amongst black and white and white and black and all different races and religions. And I'm sure it breaks God's heart when he sees such sad events like people being killed and murdered because of discrimination. And so as you go about your day to day, maybe just have a little private prayer and think of George Floyd's family, but think of across the nation, the wider context too, in how we hope that the lessons that have been learnt and will continue to be learned through this loss of this young man's life will hopefully build a better place across the earth as we go forward into the future. Let us pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Father, I know that your heart cries out when every life is lost. And Lord, even more so when it's lost through an injustice such as this. Because Lord, you created each and every one of us as your children. And Lord, each and every one of us is made in your image. And Father, there is nowhere in the Bible that I can see that you write to say that any one person has a greater value to their life than another. And so, Father, let us remember this. Let us be humble and pleasing in your sight. Let us remember those who are oppressed across this world today. And we pray, Lord, that you will change hearts and you will help us to live in a more peaceful world. Amen.